What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
Peace, 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 peace. That's right. I am Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. You can see who's on the screen. I got the audio gif on top of him, but this is Heavy D. And if you don't know who Heavy D is one of the legends, one of the greats in hip hop who was never celebrated, who's never talked about, passed away in 2011, and he's just never talked about. I don't know why. I mean, I see Pete Rock talk about him, which is his cousin. I see Grap Lover talking about him, which is his cousin. Salute to them. But I think hip-hop on the whole should discuss and celebrate Heavy D a little bit more. Heavy D wasn't a bang-bang shoot-em-up rapper. He wasn't a gangster rapper. He didn't curse much. I don't even really remember him cursing. He actually made a song called Don't Curse that featured a rhyming Pete Rock, Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap, Q-Tip, Grand Poobah. When Grand Poobah was, and we're going to talk about Grand Poobah one day too, because Grand Poobah is another one who's not celebrated and who's one of the greatest rappers of all time. And just at one point in hip hop was like the go-to guy for verses, Mary J. Blige. But we're going to stick to Heavy D right now. So Heavy D, man, you know, this was the first guy who you seen who was at least, I don't know if he ever got up to 300 pounds, but he at least was like 260, 250 pounds and was moving, dancing, fly, outfits, fly, sneakers, always fly. First one with the shades, you know what I'm saying? With the banging shades on, haircuts was always on point and just rap and breakout dancing. So you like, how he big like this and moving like that? And I'm talking about choreography dancing, you know what I'm saying? And I just don't think hip hop talk about him enough, man. We just forget the people who came before us and really, really added on to this hip hop culture that we, you know, that we all know and love. And Heavy D, man, you think about Heavy D and the boys, you know, Mount Vernon. That's the first time I heard of Mount Vernon. I ain't know nothing about no Mount Vernon. But he's like, money earning Mount Vernon. I'm like, Mount Vernon? Where the hell is Mount Vernon at? You know, so I didn't even know, you know, unfortunately, us inner city kids, we don't know any places outside of where we live. So when he came with that money earning Mount Vernon, it was like, where the hell is Mount Vernon at? You know, so he put his town on the map. He birthed like the hip hop reggae thing. Mad Songs with Super Cat. One of the first people to put Biggie on a cipher too. I think they had a song called a bunch of niggas, I think. Yeah, Biggie was on that song, and he just did so much for hip hop. One of the people who did a song with Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, he did All Right with Janet Jackson, which was a banger, and he did Jam with Michael Jackson. I had Criss Cross in the video when Criss Cross was on fire. Michael Jordan's always been on fire. Michael Jackson and Heavy D. He also did the theme song to In Living Color, like one of the first black created sketch comedy shows that was like after Saturday Night Live, but it was created by Kenan Ivory Wayans, which would spawn the careers of what's this dude name? How the hell he slipped my mind? The white guy. Well, yeah, him. Say it in the comments because it's eluding me right now, his name. But Rosie Perez is from there. Jennifer Lopez is from there. She was a dancer. She was one of the fly girls. Sean Wayans, Marlon Wayans, Damon Wayans. The white dude is the most famous. Why is he? He did Fire Marshal Bill. I don't know why I can't think of his name right now. But so many people, Tommy Davidson came from there. So many people came from there. And he had the theme song for In Living Color. You know what I'm saying? And that was a weekly show that had Heavy D voice coming through the airwaves every week. In Living Color. I I ain't going to try to kick the rhyme because I don't remember it offhand. But yeah, Heavy D did that. And just so much. He started producing. He did Guns N' Roses for Jay-Z. He did Feel It in the Air for Beanie Sigel, like one of Beanie's biggest records. You know, not I don't know. It's not my favorite record, but it was just big. You know what I'm saying? He did that song. He just did so much. And let's not forget the reggae things he did with Supercat, man. You know, him and Supercat and Frankie Paul had some bangers, you know what I'm saying? But he did a lot of, and you know what's funny? He did a song with Biz Markie that a lot of people don't know. He had a song with Biz Markie called We Write the Songs. A lot of people don't know that Biz Markie and Heavy D has a song together. It's called We Write the Songs. Look it up. Banger back in the day. That's back in my DJ days. You know what I'm saying? You used to have them gems like that. Like out of nowhere, you just bust out with the Biz Markie and Heavy D song. So a lot of people don't know. But he's helped so much people in his music industry. Uptown Records, we wouldn't even really know about Uptown Records. Of course, they had the Christopher Williams after a while. They had the Jodeci's. They had the Mary J. Blige. But that was the house that Heavy D built. You know what I'm saying? Straight up and down. That was, and then Teddy Riley and Heavy D, Now That We Found Love, they did so many records together. Then Marley Marl and Heavy D. Then Pete Rock and Heavy D. Then Eddie F. went on to do the Untouchables. Eddie F. was the DJ. And Trouble T. Roy was one of the dancers. And he's a part of the boys, one of the dancers. And that's the song that sparked Reminisce, Troy. You know, so with his passing. So it's like Heavy D just need to be immortalized a little bit more. He need to be spoken about and talked about because he just did so much for this culture and was one of the clean guys. He wasn't one who was marred in a bunch of controversy. You didn't hear a lot of smutter on his name. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, he did the Mad TV theme too. Damn, you know what I'm saying? But y'all don't remember that. I got nothing but love for you, baby. I got nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, man, and you got to think. He's the one who told Andre Harrell to hire Diddy at Uptown. You know what I'm saying? That's on records. And then he's the one who convinced Andre to sign Jodeci. You know, so Andre Harrell, that is. So he's just really instrumental in a lot. And then he's the one who brought out Soul for Real. I remember he had Monifa. He had Herb McGruff, you know. And he just did a lot, man. He just did a lot for this culture. And I could just go on and on, but he passed away in 2011, you know, from a pulmonary embolism, you know, and it's like his death was just like Heavy D died. And it was like, I don't think it didn't affect people a certain way. Cause you know, unfortunately we got used to rappers dying tragically. We got used to them, not saying it wasn't tragic, but we got used to them being killed. So it's like, he wasn't killed. So it was like, oh, he passed away. He was off the scene for a while. He had just did his first live performance on television in like 15 years. And then he just passed away. He did the BET Awards and then he just passed away. And it was like, well, we ain't seen him in a while. And you know, hip hop is so sad that we got this what have you done for me lately type thing. Or, yo, he's old, he's washed up, he fell off and all that. You know, like you're not allowed to take breaks. You have to be in the scene via music, or you have to be in the scene via, you know, the tabloids and the gossip sites. So if you just fall back and working on your family or working on other projects and stuff, you just don't, you are irrelevant. That's what we do in hip hop, you know, unfortunately. So, you know, he passed away. It was just like, yo, you know, Heavy D died. And it was like, damn, that's messed up. And then it was like, okay, you know, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. But then now here it is, 2019, you know, 8 years later, nobody's talking about Heavy D at all. Like, he didn't put it down. And I'm talking about, you know, when you think about Who's the Man movie, you know, he had the soundtrack on there. I mean, he had the song Who's the Man on there. One of my favorite Heavy D songs is You Can't See What I Can't See. With Flavor Flav doing You Blind Baby, You Blind to the Facts. That beat, when that kick off, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, yo, he just did so much. And what he did for big guys, now y'all know I'm a recovering big guy, and you know what he did for the dudes that had weight on them. It wasn't Biggie, it wasn't Pun, it was Heavy D that made the big dudes fly. You know what I'm saying? He did songs with Big Pun too. You know what I'm saying? But he made the big dudes fly. He made it like, yo, you could be big and still, you know, be dressed. You know what I'm saying? You could still be dressed and you could still be fly and still be coordinated and still get chicks and have weight on you. Heavy D did that. I remember when I first saw him, like, I didn't like the show Rock, though. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. If I say and act like I like that TV show Rock, I would be lying. I didn't like that show. But I just remember him on that show. I was like, yo, that's Heavy D. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I could go on and on about Heavy D and his greatness. You know, unfortunately, man, I wish, you know, our hip-hop culture celebrated, you know, our fallen greats more, and even some of the ones that are still here. And I used to get criticism for interviewing certain people. You say, oh, you always interview these washed up, you know, has been dudes and all that. And then I found myself defending myself for why I do that, which is dumb. I shouldn't have to defend myself for paying homage to people who was inspirational in my life at one point via the music, you know. So I know I hear Nori now say, you know, you want to give them their roses and all that. But, you know, that comes from me. You know, this is a fact. I was the first person interviewing people who people would say were irrelevant or didn't matter, you know, but they mattered to me. And as long as I had a platform, that's who I wanted to talk to. Not like I couldn't talk to the other people, but I was like, yo, man, I remember when this song came out. You know, I was in fifth grade and I had this haircut and I used to like this girl and these sneakers was out and this song was out. You know, music used to be the soundtrack of our life and used to be able to, you know, take us to certain times in our life via the song. So it's certain people who made certain records that I just love the song. And, you know, I believe, you know, in the position that I'm in having a voice, I'm a fan of people first. I'm a fan of the music first. I'm a fan of the whole genre culture of hip hop. So if you did something that was instrumental to me in my life, then I just always wanted to just talk to you about that. Like, yo, when you made that, what was you thinking? You know, so that's why I interview a lot of people like that. People think I just interview people because I don't know why people think what they think, but I ain't defending my point no more. I'm just explaining it. I'm not defending why I do what I do. I shouldn't have to, because when other people do it and try to put a slogan to it and say, this is why I'm doing it, it almost looks like they are the creator and founder of it. No, I'm one of the first ones who was interviewing certain people because I just liked what they did in the culture. Not because, you know, I was bored and I seen them, you know, in the welfare office or something like that. No, I just be sitting there like, yo, damn, man, where's Trigger the Gambler at? Yo, he had that song Broken Language with Smooth the Hustler. Yo, I love that record. Yo, where he at? I wonder what he doing. And then I reach out and find him, you know, because like I said, hip-hop used to be about, you know, rewind that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, rewind. You already said, yo, ain't nobody nicer than him. So now you see these lists now coming out. Heavy D is never on no list of a great, you know, he's not in top 50. You know, and these lists are just stupid to me because, you know, some people are not even qualified. And I'm gonna put out a podcast about who's qualified to talk about certain things very, very soon. It's already filmed, taped, it's coming soon. But a lot of people are not qualified to talk about top 50 because it's different eras of hip hop. You know, hip hop is I guess it would be 40 something years old right now, or 42 years old now. So if you're not of a certain age, you didn't see every era of hip hop. And then I be seeing people have a top 50 list and people like J. Cole would be on the list. And he didn't even really do enough, in my opinion. Yes, he could rap. Yeah, he's nice. He made good records. But you have to be able to sustain a certain time in hip hop or just had made a big splashing impact where everybody was like, yo, you the nicest. That's why I think Pun is on there. That's why I think Biggie is on there. That's why I think Big L is on there. Because it's people that when they was alive, it was just like, yo, they was just, you know, lyrically they was crazy. And even Heavy D, like, you know, when he was alive in his heyday from, like, you know, from I'm talking about 87, you got to remember 1987, this is the era of the LL Cool J's, the Eric B and Rakim's, Big Daddy Kane didn't even come out yet. You know what I'm saying? So just for somebody to have songs of Michael Jackson. We talking about the king of pop, Michael Jackson, his sister Janet Jackson, Supercat. You know, Supercat is forget to throw out there that Heavy D is also was born in Jamaica. He's Jamaican, you know what I'm saying? And just for him to do that and even cross over and do that type of music and infuse it back with the hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Even though I ain't gonna front the diddle diddle, I always thought that came from Don Barron of Masters of Ceremony, but that's just my opinion. I always thought that Don Barron started that diddly diddly thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's just my opinion. And I love Masters of Ceremony too. That was Grand Puba's group, is Don Barron and Grand Puba, and I think another guy was in the group, but they had a song called Sexy, like one of my favorite songs. But Don, shout out to Don Barron, man. He was doing that diddly thing first, you know what I'm saying, before I heard Heavy D do it. But then Heavy D took it and put it on a large scale because of the popularity. But Don Barron did start that, you know, so do your research on that. But me, I just always been the type that, you know, anybody that put it down for this culture before me, who was instrumental in my growth, my development in this, whether it was me when I was DJing, whether it was me when I was producing, just me as a fan, an avid listener and a consumer, I always want to salute them and shout them out. Because one thing that people die from, the lack of appreciation. And sometimes you do a lot of things and it feel like nobody cares. And as you start questioning, like, yo, what am I even doing it for? Do I have any worth? Do I have any value? Why am I even alive sometimes? And people could go into a deep state of depression and, you know, pass away on some Lonely Bird stuff. So for me, even if it's just me by myself, I like to say to people, yo, man, I appreciate what you did. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? What you did means a lot to me. It meant a lot to me. It was very, very instrumental at a certain point in my life. You know, you might have took me out of the dark. It might have been one record. It might have been a line. It might have been the beat to your song that took me out of the dark. Or could have put me in a place of reflection or just, you know, I remember the ice cream man came around. I remember watching Video Music Box. Shout out to Ralph McDaniels forever. But that's another one that's unsung. But we'll get into that too. Hopefully, when I interview him, we can talk about that. He might be modest, but I'm gonna be boisterous and out there for him because he's probably modest. But no, we gonna talk about Ralph McDaniels. But I remember just like when songs would come out, you know, you would just be running in the house to tape. You know, now y'all, you know, everybody's spoiled. Any song you want to hear, you can hear it right this minute. You can pause this and go find the song you want on YouTube or any of these streaming platforms. It was a particular time where you wanted to hear a song, and if you did not buy the physical copy of it, whether it was tape or record, because there was no CDs at a point, you had to wait for it to come on the radio. So it was a time where you was calling the radio station requesting a particular song, hoping that they play it. Then sitting there with your tape deck ready to tape it, because then come on, so now you can hear it. Or you had to go to, at this time, it was The Wiz or Sam Goody, or I think they had another record store called Coconuts, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was called Coconuts, but you had Tower Records. You had different record shops that you had to go to. And we poor, so we didn't have money to buy, you know, songs and stuff like that. That was a big thing to be able to buy an album. You know, that was a big thing. So you depended on the radio. Now everybody's spoiled. You get to hear the music when you want to. But at one point, you couldn't hear the music like that. So you appreciated it more because, yo, you ain't gonna hear this all day, every day. Now you turn on the radio, you hear the same six songs on every station. It wasn't like that back in the days. You know, you had to really, really, really hope that when Rap Attack came on, and you gotta think, when all of these shows is out, like Rap Attack and all that, I'm little, I'm young, so Friday night, I can't take over the radio in the house and just listen to rap. Because, you know, remember, when, you know, for some of us, when we was younger, the elders was like, man, you better turn that shit off. I don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? You better turn that off. I don't want to hear that whippity-wop, zippity-dop bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They just wasn't jacking hip-hop. Now it's the universal language, you know, for everything. You know, whether you know, any product being sold, you hip hop is used because it targets the youth. But it wasn't accepted at one point, you know, but now it is. So I'm going to end this off. I'm not going to keep y'all on my digital soapbox for too long. But I just want to say, man, thank you to Heavy D, you know, for all that you contributed to hip hop, to all the songs that you made, for all the people that you helped, and all the inspiration that you gave myself and others with your contributions, you know, for society and the world. You know, somebody with no real smut on their name either, you know, no controversies and nothing like that. And I know I seen an interview with Soul For Real saying that, you know, him passing away was his karma and all that. Y'all out of pocket for that. But that's, you know, that's what they had to say. But that was just, anyway, that was just out of pocket, you know. But, you know, hurt people sometimes don't know what to say. They don't know how to express themselves. And sometimes you just say hurtful things because you hurt. So I kind of get it. But anyway, I don't even know if I should have shed light on that, because then y'all might go look it up or whatever. And whatever. But I just want to say, you know, thank you to Heavy D for, you know, all your contributions, all the people that you brought forth, all the people that you introduced that are still relevant today, that are still making positive strides in this culture. You know, rest in peace. That's what it is. This from Doggy Diamonds. You know, ain't nobody put me up to this. I didn't get paid. And it's funny, this picture that I have in here that you can see on the screen for the people looking back on YouTube right now, I've had this picture on my computer for like over a year since I've been doing these live streams, because I wanted to talk about this a while ago. And then yesterday, something just sparked in me. So I just tweeted it out, and I put it on Instagram and Facebook, and just, you know, just really thinking about, you know, some of the people that passed and their greatness. And Heavy D is definitely one of them, because, you know, they celebrate Elvis forever. They celebrate all these people and all these other genres. They don't let them die. And then we always act like, you know, the only greats we had in hip hop is Tupac and Biggie and Eazy-E, and even Eazy-E ain't celebrated to a certain extent, but that's another story too. You know, that's for another time. But, you know, again, I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. Short one today. Thank y'all for listening. Thank to everybody who subscribed, whether you on radio.com right now. You can download the app for free, radio.com. Look for Doggy Diamonds No Filter. Digital Soapbox is the network. We have a lot of podcasts under that network. Some of the shows that we have, you know, you could just look up Digital Soapbox. Go to Digital Soapbox network.com. You can see all the shows that we have on there. You know, if you want to donate money to me, independent content creator, all the links is available for you to do that. Cash App I accept, PayPal I accept. If you want to buy some merch, you could go to shop.doggydiamondstv.com. You could get you a No Filter hat. This YouTube that you might be listening on a playback, if you're not listening on the streaming platforms, it's YouTube Doggy Diamonds TV. Just make sure you click the bell after you subscribe so you can get all notifications when I'm going live or when I'm uploading new videos. If you want to become a monthly supporter and you want to contribute every month, I have a Patreon account. It's in the everything is in the description box. Everything that you're looking for pertaining to following me, supporting me, or just want to give me a shout out or say what's up to me or thank me, is everything is in the description box. So with that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I'm about to get the hell out of here. Peace. All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this. Did this.